Cold Storage Beach. Tottering like an awkward seabird on those short, uncertain legs, he climbs up on the jetty, this walkway of chasms that stretches out into the beckoning bay. Determined to reach the end on his own, the place where fishermen gather, where teenagers dare to dive, again and again he announces, "I'm going now, Dad," and I watch as he leaps between jagged boulders, his four-year-old arms flapping skyward at each step for balance. When he returns, silent, too soon, he tugs on my hand and I go with him. I hoist him up on my shoulders, and for now, we conquer this path together. When he is 8, we race the all-time race of races, the winner-take-all, champion of the family forever, eat sand and die, breathe my dust and watch me fly, 100-yard dash to the edge of the tide pool, where giant horseshoe crabs lurk to grab and crush the toes of the loser. His legs churn in a jet engine blur, sand sprays my face. The creatures of the tide pool await me. At 12, we search the shoreline for skipping stones, flat ovals and near squares of a secret thickness that fit between thumb and forefinger just so. And when we throw these stones, there is triumph between us, for every impossibly long first skip that flies off the water and rises against gravity, so full of energy and balance that when the stone touches down again, we cannot even count the smooth, straight line of rapid-fire skips that continue and continue and continue, defying the resistance of air, the friction of water, the gravid pull of earth.